Hi everyone, welcome to our Symphony Daily Devotionals. Today we're going to continue on in the book of Esther, and if this is your first time joining us, I want to spend a few minutes doing a recap of what is going on. The book of Esther is like a soap opera or Korean drama. As you may know, Israel was conquered by Babylon, which was then conquered by Persia. In the city of Susa, one of the major cities in the Persian Empire, there was a very powerful king named Ahasuerus, which we may also know as King Xerxes. He had a 180-day feast that was so extravagant with all kinds of food and wine and decorations and jewels, and all his servants and people in high positions were before him. Then one day, when he was drunk with wine, he wanted to show off the beauty of his bride, Queen Vashti, but she refused to go in. And so King Ahasuerus, in his drunkenness, goes to extreme measures and banishes her. Now, what's a king without a queen, right? So King Ahasuerus essentially had a beauty pageant to choose his next bride. Many women competed, but the winner of this beauty pageant was Esther. Esther was the cousin of Mordecai, who was from the tribe of Benjamin. Mordecai had adopted her as an orphan and took her in as his own daughter. As Mordecai was hanging out at the king's gate, he overheard two of the king's eunuchs plot to kill King Ahasuerus. Mordecai then told Queen Esther, who then told King Ahasuerus, who then executed these two eunuchs. We need to remember this scene. This is such an important scene because King Ahasuerus will remember this and thus honor Mordecai and his people, the Jews. Fast forward a bit. King Ahasuerus promoted a guy named, his name was Haman. And Haman went to the king's gate and required that all bow down and pay homage to him. But Mordecai refused, which made Haman angry. And in his anger, Haman sought to destroy the Jews, the people of Mordecai, throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus. Mordecai sends word to Esther, letting her know what's going on and that the Jews are in great danger because of this man, Haman. Esther's timing couldn't have been better. In our chapter today, the tables are finally turned on Haman. Esther prepares a feast for the king and Haman, at which point Esther reveals Haman's plot to destroy all the Jewish people in Persia. And so let's turn to chapter 7 to see what exactly happens. Esther, chapter 7. So the king and Haman went in to feast with Queen Esther. And on the second day, as they were drinking wine after the feast, the king again said to Esther, "What is your wish, Queen Esther? It shall be granted you. And what is your request, even to the half of my kingdom? It shall be fulfilled." Then Queen Esther answered, "If I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be granted me for my wish, and my people for my request. For we have been sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated. If we had been sold merely as slaves, men and women, I would have been silent, for our affliction is not to be compared with the loss to the king." Then King Ahasuerus said to Queen Esther, "Who is he, and where is he, who has dared to do this?" And Esther said, "A foe, an enemy, this wicked Haman." Then Haman was terrified before the king and the queen. And the king arose in his wrath from the wine drinking and went into the palace garden. But Haman stayed to beg for his life from Queen Esther, for he saw that harm was determined against him by the king. And the king returned from the palace garden to the place where they were drinking wine, as Haman was falling on the couch where Esther was. And the king said, "Will he even assault the queen in my presence, in my own house?" As the word left the mouth of the king, they covered Haman's face. Then Harbona, one of the eunuchs in attendance on the king, said, "Moreover, the gallows that Haman has prepared for Mordecai, whose word saved the king, is standing at Haman's house, 50 cubits high." And the king said, "Hang him on that." So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the wrath of the king abated. So this whole book is all about God's sovereignty and providence. And I want to hone in on this today. In chapter 7, Esther finally asked the king to rescue her people. The time and place of this request was so strategic. When I was working in sales, my boss was so intimidating. And when you're in sales, especially tech sales, there's not really a great time to go on vacation. And I remember thinking, what is the best time and the best way to request time off? I know that my boss was generally in a better mood after lunch, and instead of meeting in his office, you have to ask while walking with him. It has to be quick and he has to be in a good mood. This was Esther's mindset. In chapter 6, the king remembered Mordecai's deed and wrote this in the book of memorable deeds, the Chronicles. It's after this moment that she prepares a feast for the king and for Haman. And she waits until the second day of the feast, when the king was drinking, to finally make the request for the king to rescue her people. And he finds out that her people are the Jews, one of whom is Mordecai. You see, God has sovereignly ordained this moment so that Esther and the Jews would find favor in the eyes of the king. And what happens to Haman? We see that Haman ends up getting hung on the gallows he built for Mordecai. What I think is highlighted here is not primarily Esther's strategic planning, but ultimately God's sovereignty and providence. Even though King Ahasuerus was so powerful, God is more powerful. He is greater than all earthly and spiritual powers. It's easy to get caught up in this story alone, but we need to remember that the story of King Ahasuerus, Haman, Esther, Mordecai, and the Jews are all part of a bigger narrative, a bigger story, a bigger plan. And God's great plan at work right now is the plan of redemption. Not only is his plan to free his people from exile, but into a life with him. And that is true for us as well. Jesus was hung on the gallows that were prepared for us, for you and me, for the oppressor and the oppressed, so that whoever believes in him may receive eternal life and inherit freedom in the Holy Spirit. And all of this should encourage us, because nothing can thwart God's plan. God is in full control of all things, and he is working in and through all things to accomplish his will. As we continue to read through the book of Esther, we're reminded over and over again that even when his people are in exile, God was working in and through oppression to accomplish his will. If you have found yourself in moments or seasons of life oppressed by society or by sin, take heart and know that God is with you and he is active. Cling on to him and he will lead you through. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today, and God, we thank you for your sovereignty and your providence over the Jewish people during this time of exile. We thank you, Lord, that even as Israel was under Persian rule, we see, Lord, that ultimately you have been governing their every step and their future. You have been protecting them. And Lord, even at the under the oppression of Haman, Lord, we thank you, God, for the wisdom and the creativeness, Lord, that you have given to Esther. Lord, to not act rashly, but to act strategically by the power of your Spirit. And we just want to continue, Lord, to hold on to this truth, Lord, that you are with us even today. You are working powerfully. You have a great plan of redemption that is at work in and through your people. And so, Lord, we want to just pray for our freedom for those who are experiencing some kind of injustice or oppression. God, we pray for more joy and peace in a land where there is hopelessness and anxiety. And so, Lord, we invite you to move in and through our church, and that more people will come to know, Lord, that you are at work. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us for our daily devotionals. I hope you'll continue on with us in the book of Esther tomorrow. Have a great day.